funding, they're good to go. Science Olympiad did pretty well. They just had their first contest. They brought home 10 awards, I do believe. That was late January. 4.5 seconds left. Lakers checks in. And they get it over to Siegfried, and he's going to dribble this one out. And Lakers JV stays undefeated with a 17-0 record. Final score, Lakers JV 42, Vassar 38.
How about that?
The streak continues.
These kids just do, they refuse to lose.
Bright future for the Lakers squad. And great program being built. So anyway, biomes. Well, they decorate, the seniors have decorated, I believe they are the jungle. And they've decorated right near the restrooms on the edge of the, so our schedule's lined up, so John and I are both going to use the facilities at the same time. Except all the signs for the restrooms are blocked. And luckily, we went into the right bathroom.
Well, you know, there's history there. There's been a lot of teacher in-services that are in this particular building. And it was just a muscle memory reflex kind of thing. You just kind of walked to the right place. And
well, I appreciate
lucked
it.
Lucked out.
I appreciate it. And for a second there,
yeah,
I thought...
That was the blind leading the blind.
I thought I was in North Carolina for a second. I wasn't sure. Well, after tonight, just 3 games remain for the Lakers in the regular season, and they are all at home. And to add to that, the front desk has granted them a late checkout as they're hosting the district tournament right here in the heart of Laker country.
You know, I'm looking forward to the districts here at Lakers. And this place is going to be rocking as the old rivals renew their collective history together. This is the place where it's all going to happen.
And, of course, Lakers hosting the Vassar Vulcans tonight. And, of course, John, we have some sad news over the last
day. Now, there are 3 people in the thumb area that are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, 2 of them are out there in Radio Land, and one of them is yours truly right here. If anyone follows WWE, and I know Paul Adams does religiously.
Yes.
Okay, last night there was a death in the WWE family. And way back in 1956, there was a young man that graduated from Madison Heights, Madison High School.
In Michigan.
In 1956, he was a very great ball player, football player. He played at Michigan State, by the way. And he's a true and loyal Spartan through and through.
Okay.
And this guy, you know, waited for a few years. Had a number of us that I just mentioned as students. He was a PE teacher at Madison Heights, Madison. Anyways, I'm talking about, well, for the WWE fans, this is George the Animal Steele, who passed away last night. And just wanted to mention this over the air that he was just a great guy. Hate to see him you know, leave and everything. He taught a lot of students, very popular teacher with kids and so forth. So, you know, Godspeed.
Horizon, the Vulcans against the Lakers on Sports Radio 102, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Froswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Get great February Truck Month lease deals on brand new 2017 Chevrolet trucks and SUVs at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Now through February 28th, lease a 2017 Chevrolet Traverse LT all-wheel drive, zero down and $269 a month. Or how about a 2017 Chevrolet Colorado Crew Cab 4x4? Zero down and $299 a month. Offers based on 39-month lease, first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. More than 65 brand-new Chevrolet trucks and SUVs to choose from, along with a great selection of late-model Chevrolet and other pre-owned used trucks and vans. Call 989-883-2100. 989-883-2100. That's 989-883-2100. Or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of pre-season savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design on a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Listen to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. The Vassar Vulcans on the road at the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers tonight on coming home night for the Lakers. Gymnasium starting to fill up on both sides. It's good to see the old magic of this gym filling up.
I love it.
The Vassar Vulcans enter tonight at 3-13 overall. Their best win would be against Cass City when they won by 14, 59-45 at home. Their worst loss, well, you have 13 to choose from. They're 1-6